K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy, it's Nick Your Awareness Month, mate. Mm-hmm. So the little preemie babies and whatnot, that's where they go when they're born.
And that. It must just be so heartbreaking. You see the photos of the little babies and you're like, they're so tiny, just so teeny tiny. And they're in the best place possible at a hospital, but obviously, you know, you'd want them to be cooking for a little bit longer, but it doesn't always work out that
way. That's right.
Is that a good term?
It's a very I don't have kids way of describing it.
I don't have kids. So.
No. So the thing is, you know, a premature baby needs that extra care, but it's not just the baby that needs the extra care. It's the whole family. Miracle Babies Foundation are really trying to get Aussie workplaces to reassess parental leave policies. To tell us a little bit about it and her own experience is Supermum Megan, who gave birth to her little baby last year at 24 weeks, which is very, very early. Good morning, Megan. Thanks for having a chat to us.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
You would have your hands full with a little almost one-year-old baby or a one-year-old baby at the moment.
Yeah, so she's 14 months actual, 11 months corrected. So she was born at 24 weeks, which is about 4 months early.
Wow. And this happened sort of in the height of COVID time, did it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Height of COVID, we could have no visitors. My husband and I were only allowed to go in and see her one at a time, so we weren't able to go in together. So, COVID definitely made it worse.
Holy moly. Was your husband allowed to be there for the actual birth?
Unfortunately not, because it was emergency C-section in the end and I was put completely under, so no.
Okay, so I mean, we've got two girls, and we went to term with both of them. So to think about essentially having the baby halfway through the process, that just blows my mind, because you budget, you plan it out. It's kind of easier with your second because you've already got some of the stuff. But if you're trying to get yourself organised in terms of paying for cots and cribs and prams and change tables and all sorts of stuff, you kind of plan that out for the full term, and you're buying stuff as you go along, and you know, you book in your leave because you kind of know when the kid's going to come. You didn't get any of that opportunity.
No, that's exactly right. We very much caught by surprise. You know, we've just gotten past the 20-week mark, which is technically supposed to be halfway, and you celebrate that, and then not 4 weeks later she was here. So, you know, it's all sorts of things, including like the baby shower. You know, you get all sorts of things at baby shower. But I didn't get to have that at the time as well, because she came so early. So just all sorts of things. The planning of everything goes completely out the window.
And not only that, but also the pay for keeping, or it's Aubrey, isn't it, your daughter?
That's exactly right,
Or paying to keep her safe as well. What was that like in that moment when I'm sure you're seeing her in the, you know, the room that they have there where they put the babies and everything, and it's probably not top of mind, but afterwards, I mean, the bills would start coming in. Did she end up needing some extra help medically as well?
Yeah, so we were in hospital for 117 days.
Wow.
And, that was across two hospitals. And she required a laparotomy surgery for a bowel obstruction as well when she was under a kilo. We are extremely lucky in Australia in the sense that we are covered by Medicare. So medical bills mostly were covered for Aubrey. For me, I had the emergency C-section, and then a week later I had another emergency surgery to have my gallbladder removed.
Wow.
So to have the two surgeries back-to-back was really tough. And it also, as soon as Aubrey was born, the day she was born, that's when your maternity leave begins.
Oh, so, of course, yes.
Yeah, so as soon as we were in the hospital, as soon as she was born, my maternity leave payments began, and they ended before she left hospital.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We're talking to Megan. She's a supermum who gave birth to her daughter Aubrey at 24 weeks last year. And, Megan, we've been talking about how that went, but now we're at the point where we're covering what happened afterwards. Because she was born so early, your government-mandated maternity leave actually ran out before you were able to get Aubrey out of the hospital and bring her home. So you weren't able to kind of have any sort of traditional maternity leave.
No, that's exactly right. So when we left the hospital, our payments weren't coming in anymore, but you know, you're coming home with a newborn, even though they've been here for 4 months. She is a newborn. Mm.
Yeah.
She came home on oxygen. She came home on a feeding tube. So they come home not just as a newborn with newborn needs, but with all these additional needs as well. And you're back and forth to the hospital, all sorts of appointments, follow-ups, surgeons, all sorts of things. So it's not just coming home with a newborn and things that come along with that, but it's things on top of that as well.
Now, the Miracle Babies Foundation, they're encouraging workplaces to have more of an open dialogue on this, to change their parental leave policies. And, I mean, you would have spoken to other mothers and other parents as well, I imagine, being part of having a premature baby. It must be so hard. I don't know of any workplace. A lot of workplaces don't even do maternity leave, let alone extra parental leave because yeah. you've got a premature baby. Does that seem to be the conversation that's out there at the moment? That, I mean, no one really has extra leave ready for you if you need it?
That's exactly right. So it's up to employers to, you know, start your maternity leave when you're coming home, not so much when your baby's in hospital.
Yeah.
Because my definition of maternity leave is not spending days going back and forth to a hospital to your very, very sick, very small baby.
Yeah.
You know, my definition is that maternity leave begins when you're at home, spending time with your baby and helping them grow, essentially. So, yeah, it's up to employers to begin that maternity leave when babies are coming home from the hospital.
There are a couple of organisations that are doing a bit of, let's say, blazing a trail in this field. You've got Westpac and the New South Wales government who have both implemented revised parental leave policies that grant additional premature birth leave of up to 12 weeks. But not a lot of other organisations have kind of jumped on board with this. And we're trying to get the message out that this is probably pretty necessary, yeah?
Yeah, I really, really encourage other employers to take this into consideration because it's a terrible time for families. It's extremely traumatic. And to have your employer come back to you in a state where they're able to come back, not early because they need the funds. If you come back to your workplace after having a premature baby and you're coming back earlier than expected, you're not going to get 100% from your employees. So it truly is in the best interest of employers to do the extended parental leave, just like the other big businesses have.
Yeah. Mm. Let's hope we're not too far off because I know, particularly over the last 2 years with COVID and businesses having to be a bit more flexible with the way they deal with their staff and what they allow them to do in terms of working from home, that kind of thing. Let's hope that that's kind of loosened things up a little bit and shaken things up a little bit and some more businesses do follow suit. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Glad to hear that the family's doing really well and little Aubrey's growing and thriving. Thanks very much for having a chat to us this morning, Megan.
Thank you so much. Thanks for shedding a light on this important topic.
No worries. And everybody should head online, check out the Miracle Babies Foundation. They do some wonderful work.